Last Friday night in a Tundra oil and gas place packed with 1,021 fans, newcomer Davis Corney scored in overtime to lift the home team to a 4-3 victory over the Wewesikapo Wolverines. On the road the next night, the Oil Caps earned another 4-3 OT victory over the Wolverines. This time it was second-year forward Joey Bielik lighting the lamp in the extra session. It definitely is a huge momentum weekend for all the guys getting two wins, but also pushing through and getting two wins in overtime makes it that much greater for our team, Bielik said. With nine players returning from last season's squad, last Friday was the first regular season home game for many Oil Caps. The enthusiastic fans certainly impressed. The crowd was awesome, said Corney, who was acquired from the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League in the offseason. Lots of younger kids there cheering for us in the tunnel and by the glass. We had over 1,000 people there and it was great to play in front of everyone. We love the support we get from the community at our games and for our team. Verdun was one of five MJHL teams to sport a perfect 2-0 record after the opening weekend. Obviously the two wins is a great start for us and we did some good things in both games, head coach Tyson Ramsey said. I liked our work ethic and the willingness to compete. Our goaltending was very good, and I think we generated some good quality chances at times in both games. This weekend the Oil Capitals continue their Manitoba Junior Hockey League season with a home-and-home series against 1-0-1-0 Neepawa. Verdun hosts on Friday, while the Titans have the honors on Saturday. Through the first game, Corney and Andrew Blocker led the team with 3 points each. Both were acquired in the offseason. Corney had a team-best 2 goals. Leaders named. After previously announcing Bertels Wilson as captain, the Oil Capitals unveiled the rest of its leadership group. Manson's Bray Rooks, a defenseman in his fourth season with the club, will serve as an assistant captain. So will fellow 20-year-old Colton Miller, a forward from Killarney, and 19-year-old defenseman David Bielik, who is from Winnipeg. Oil Caps 4, Wolverines 3 OT. On opening night, Verdun led 3-2 after the first intermission with Luke DeCorby, Nicholas Guberman, on a power play, and Andrew Blocker scoring for the hosts. Wewesikapo knotted the game at 3-3 in the second on a power play. Neither team found the back of the net in the third period, so overtime was needed. In OT, Blocker forced a turnover in Wewesikapo's zone. He found Ethan Guthrie across the ice. Wolverines goalie Michael Bashaw made a sprawling save, but Corney beat his man to the net and put the puck in. Verdun's own Eric Reed made 20 saves for Verdun, while Bashaw had 36. Owen Wheatley and Jack Clark had Wewesikapo's first period goals. David Bielik was named the Gardewine hardest working player. Corney was named the first star, while Blocker, with 2 points, was the second star. Wolverines defenseman Aiden Ziprick earned third-star honors. Guberman, Corney and DeCorby each scored their first MJHL goals. The Verdun Collegiate Institute volleyball teams were in the mainline King of Trucks kids zone. Oil Caps 4, Wolverines 3 OT. In Wewesikapo, the Oil Caps jumped out to a 2-0 in the first and led 3-2 going into the second intermission. Scoring for Verdun were Corney, Nolan Chastko and captain Brody Wilson. It was Chastko's first MJHL goal. Ryan Josie and Carson Baptiste had Wewesikapo's markers. In the third, the Wolverines tied the game on a power play. On a power play in the extra session, David Bielik, a defenseman, connected with his twin brother Joey for the winning goal. The puck got dumped back into our zone and I saw Dave pick it up and really started getting moving going wide into their zone. I tried getting myself into the soft spot in the middle and get lost a bit and Dave made a really nice pass and all I basically had to do was tap it in. It was a great play, Joey Bielik said. Owen LaRocque made 30 saves for Verdun. He earned his first MJHL win. Wewesikapo goalie Trezor Watton stopped 18.